Dusty Tomes Audiobooks and Spoken Realms present the second in the Major U.S. Historian series by Alice Morse Earle, Customs and Fashions in Old New England, published originally in 1893, narrated by Joseph Tabler. Customs and Fashions in Old New England, 1. Child Life. From the hour when the Puritan baby opened his eyes in bleak New England, he had a Spartan struggle for life. In summertime, he fared comparatively well, but in winter, the ill-heated houses of the colonists gave to him a most chilling and benumbing welcome. Within the great open fireplace, when fairly scorched in the face by the glowing flames of the roaring wood fire, he might be bathed and dressed, and he might be cuddled and nursed in warmth and comfort. But all his baby hours could not be spent in the ingleside, and were he carried 4 feet away from the chimney on a raw winter's day, he found in his new home a temperature that would make a modern infant scream with indignant discomfort or lie stupefied with cold. Nor was he permitted even in the first dismal days of his life to stay peacefully within doors. On the Sunday following his birth, he was carried to the meeting-house to be baptized. When we consider the chill and gloom of those unheated, freezing churches, growing colder and damper and deadlier with every winter blast, we wonder that grown persons even could bear the exposure. Still more do we marvel that tender babes ever lived through their cruel winter christenings, when it is recorded that the ice had to be broken in the christening bowl. In villages and towns where the meeting-houses were all clustered around the meeting-house, the baby Puritans did not have to be carried far to be baptized, but in country parishes where the dwelling-houses were widely scattered, it might be truthfully recorded of many a chrisom child died of being baptized. One cruel parson believed in and practiced infant immersion, fairly a Puritan torture, until his own child nearly lost its life thereby. Dressed in fine linen and wrapped in a hand-woven christening blanket, a bearing cloth, the unfortunate young Puritan was carried to church in the arms of the midwife, who was a person of vast importance and dignity as well as of service in early colonial days, when families of from 15 to 20 children were quite the common quota. At the altar, the baby was placed in his proud father's arms and received his first cold and disheartening reception into the Puritan church. In the pages of Judge Samuel Sewell's diary, to which...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?